K4, get a VX.
K4 VWA, W4 DJW, he's going to be back. His car's there. He's got to come back.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. You thought I ought to go ahead and lock that gate. I'm thinking the same thing, so. All right, we'll leave it open for him.
He's going to be back before long. It's almost dark. So, yeah, I wouldn't lock him out or lock him in. Yeah?
I have found the perfect place to put my little QTY 25-watt.
Is that what's in that truck?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Where is that?
TV. This thing has got a button that I can push, and it will bring FM radio in and do my 2 meter 440. So I'm killing two birds with one stone. I'll be able to run the 2 meter 440 and listen to the radio all in one shot.
So that QTY is going to stay in that truck?
No. I'm going to put it on my UTV.
Oh, that one. Okay. I was thinking, what's in that truck now? What are you going to do for that truck?
Well, suddenly I'm radio poor. No, I'm going to go ahead and put another radio in here, either the Wizon or the 65-watt Yaesu.
65-watt radio? What's the name of it, the number on it?
3200D.
VHF, UHF, or is that like, does that have HF with it too?
Straight 2 meter. 65-watt straight 2 meter.
Familiar with that. I didn't know you had one of those. I knew ICOM had a V8000 that was 75 or 80 watts. I didn't know Yaesu had 65 watts. I don't think Kenwood has anything that goes above 50.
Okay, well, anyhow, yeah, I think I'm gonna put one or the other in this one, and then I'll put, if I can ever get around to getting everything all worked out on the Anytone, I'm going to put the Anytone with the D-Star, or not D-Star, but the DMR in my RAM.
Two of those, Gene Creasy, the guy I was hanging the antenna with this morning, he's got two of those. He really likes them. Affirmative.
Yes.
That's a yes, and I don't know why. I asked him why. I think somebody interrupted me while he was answering me, so I never got a full answer.
Pulling out back there, I had to shut my radio down and restart it because I had the FM engaged. And a little problem with this radio, if you engage the FM, it automatically cuts out the FM when you get a 2 meter or a 2 meter signal. But if you leave it engaged and it goes over to 2 meter and you're using your 2 meter, it will periodically blank your signal for a couple of seconds at a time.
Turn that off.
This time, it's something I probably have to work on. But no, I've got to see if I can, you know, Google up that issue with that particular radio online and see if I can get that figured out. So basically what I do is I just reboot the radio. That disengages the FM, and everything is back fully normal, just like right now. Now,
back to the Anytone. What made you want a Anytone? Hear me? W4DJW, mobile.
Talking up the storm, didn't know why my radio quit. I'm using the cigarette lighter adapter, and it loosened up and got out of it, lost power. So anyhow, why am I using the Anytone? Open source programming with the DMR. I just don't like the Yaesu Fusion or the ICOM D-Star being closed source. I like open source.
Okay, so the DMR component is what pulls you in, and that one happens to have DMR that's open source. That makes sense.
Exactly why. Now all I got to do is figure out the learning curve. Figure out where the learning curve is, and then start up the hill.
That's one of the reasons I haven't tackled it. Too many other hills to conquer before I go conquering that hill.
It's just another thing. It's just another thing. And, you know, add to the repertoire, add to the abilities, and, you know, another little something to keep this old doodle of mine from turning into a cobweb as I get a little older.
So the next step, since you like the way the Bixler flies and you like flying the Bixler, the next thing we need to do is look at flight controllers. And then after we get flight controllers in them and we can program flight paths, then the next step is to get the camera. And the flight controller is going to save you once you have the camera. So you want the flight controller next and then do the camera after that.
Steep curve. But, you know, the old saying? Every journey begins with the first step.
The first step, you got the airplane. Next thing is to get a MOTEC flight controller with a couple of GPS, two of them, because, man, they lock on down to the millimeter when you got two GPSs, so they're very, very accurate. And then LIDAR for automatic landings and return to home with automatic landing. And then we can start thinking about cameras and video transmitters.
Hey, Steve, it sounds like David is enjoying spending your money. W2T.
Just what I was thinking, KB4CBA.
It's going down fast, Dave. Yeah, I tell you what, guys. Technology is a wonderful thing. And as I get older, I don't know if you heard me tell Dave a little while ago, but I am going to do my absolute dead level best to make sure that this doodle doesn't fill up with cobwebs.
W2T.
Hey, Rusty, how you doing, Dave? KB4CBA, Dave.
He's in here today, and doing pretty good, Steve. And I heard you guys talk. I've been listening to you for a few minutes. I thought when I heard Dave keep talking about what you needed to do to spend your money, or you know. And he wasn't talking about spending any of his, so I figured, you know, he was trying to get you. KB4CBA, go ahead.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah, it's easy to spend somebody else's money. Yep. Well, I'll make this my last, because by the time it gets back around, I'll be in the garage. But anyway, been out playing some tennis and picked me up some chicken. And so I'm going to head to the house and have me some chicken fingers. And even though I know that chickens don't have fingers, but anyway, I guess people that cook them don't know that. But, it tastes pretty good. So, y'all have a good one. And, let's see. Dave, go ahead and pick it up. This is KB4CBA. I'm clear.
All right, Dave. Enjoy the chicken fingers and horse feathers. KB4DJ Dave. I'm not spending his money. I'm showing him how to get a flight controller that costs considerably less than the flight controllers that are on the market, like a tenth of the cost, and they're better. They perform better. So saving him. Anyway, let's see. It was Rusty, then it was Dave, then it's me. Now Steve's next, W4DJW. Go ahead, Steve.
I thought I kind of appreciated Rusty's concept of the situation. You were going to spend some money for my benefit. Well, anyhow, one quick question. You were going to send me the link on that newer controller that you found, and I don't think I ever see that. I saw that. I've got the link on the other one that was a little more high priced, and then you found this new one. So if you get a chance, could you just resend me the link on that controller? I'm probably going to go ahead and get one ordered right away.
So remember, you got to, let me see if I got it. I keyed up on Rusty's turn. I'll do that. I'll send you the link. But remember to read up on it, and I'll remind you to do that. Because there's like three or four different ones, so depending on what you want, you pick the one that's got the functionality that you're looking for. But I'll send it to you.
Okay, now just one thing now. I think we need to remain standardized if we're all gonna be flying formation, okay? So just send me the link on the one that you're going to be using. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay, I'll do that. If I can find that one that's, you know, not sitting on a boat out in the ocean waiting to come in, that's the hard part. But, yeah, I'll do that.
Well, I tell you what. Hey, Rusty, I just pulled up at my little hacienda, and I'm going to bail on both of you. Dave, you ought to be just about to get home, too, shouldn't you? So, anyhow, because our timing is very similar. So, anyhow, Rusty, try to behave out there. At least don't get caught. 73, you guys. Staying for it. Yeah, I'm clear.
All right, well, you have a good one, and enjoy spending your money. If you got a little extra, you can throw a little over here so I can look for me another radio. I need to get a mobile HF rig. So, anyway, good to talk to you. You have a good one. And, Dave, I guess you're probably about home, too.
Down my street, four houses from my house, three houses from my house. So, yeah, I'm almost there.
All right, well, you have a good one, too, and we'll catch you later. W2T.
All right, Rusty, good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. Good to hear you on the radio. W4DJ, W clear.